Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. The Zac Brown Band will be at Oakland Arena on November 6th. That's 2022, late in the year. Go to RadioAlice.com/contest to enter for a shot at tickets.
The Radio Alice Report.
Hold on.
Sorry. Oh, I love fudge.
I was reading some texts about that lady who did the dramatic readings of Britney Spears.
Yes, people are like, wow,
she's talented. This Alice Report is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Fremont Bank really listens to the challenges our Bay Area cities are currently facing. For example, last year, they supported food insecurity, housing, healthcare, and education causes through philanthropic giving. Go to FremontBank.com/community to learn about how they support our neighbors. That's FremontBank.com. Check them out.
They're amazing.
They're wonderful.
They are. Wonderful people over there.
Here's what's happening.
Tell me everything.
Okay. So people do dumb stuff to get to go viral and become internet famous. That's
right.
The new 15 minutes is not somehow finding yourself, on a reality show. You got your own reality show on your phone if you can just record some cool things and then you're viral and then you're a winner, right?
Yay! Now I'm rich because I'm a dork.
If you want to be internet famous, according to this story, just do something stupid. It's a lot easier than doing something smart.
That is true.
A semi-popular TikToker named Danielle Shapiro suddenly has a lot more followers after she did something really stupid.
Uh-oh, what did she do?
That required a medical intervention.
Oh, no. What happened?
She and a friend went to an all-you-can-eat sushi place where Danielle ate way too much sushi. She documented every bite, so it wasn't a lie. Check me out over here, TikTok.
Yeah.
I've eaten 32 pieces of sushi.
32. That doesn't seem like
that was after that she'd much. Already had 4 pieces of gyoza. Is that how you say that?
Yeah, it's little raviolis, pot stickers.
Okay, so she'd had gyoza, jalapeno poppers, miso soup.
Oh, and miso, oh boy.
And then,
that'll
because it was
up.
All you can eat sushi, she said, bring it on. 32 pieces might not be crazy for a competitive eater, but Danielle is not used to eating that much. This was her first go at filling her tummy all the way filled up.
Uh-oh.
And it was enough to put her in the hospital.
In the hospital? What, did you have mercury poisoning?
She went home after dinner. You wouldn't be, well, do you think you could eat 32 pieces of sushi? Think about 32 pieces.
I don't know. Like, I was actually sort of doing a mental count. Like, I usually get an order of Ebi and an order of Maguro. So there's 4. And then I usually get a roll. So that's probably another 8 pieces. So, and then I'm full because I've had the miso soup and probably some edamame.
And some drinks.
Oh, yeah. Don't forget about that. I'm having a Sapporo. I mean, I'm at a sushi restaurant. So.
Right. Duh.
Come on.
Well, 32, in my opinion, is a lot. I'll usually... I'm not a big sushi fan. I do eat it.
Yeah.
I've tried to convince myself to like it more.
Can your daughter eat that?
Not anything. Some stuff, yes, but not. She can't just go in and go crazy.
Could you have the rice?
No.
She has to get just like the sashimi slices of fish. She can eat that, right?
Some
kids are not going to eat that, though.
Yeah, it's like a thing. It's not what it once was. She used to love it. She used to love to go and just get the things that she liked. But anyway, that's not the point. This lady goes in. It's all you can eat sushi. She wants to be a TikTok star. She eats 32. She goes home after dinner. She felt sick, but she climbed into bed and fell asleep. She woke up the next morning with severe pain in her tummy and chest. It was so bad she couldn't breathe.
Oh, God.
She panicked and went straight to the ER. It turned out she's going to live, but she had acid reflux really bad. So they say it took several days for her to feel normal again. And on the bright side, the follow-up video she posted from her hospital bed now has 11 million views. 11 million!
That's, I don't understand why people gave a rat's ass about this. Like, is she hot?
I didn't look her up.
Let's have a look at this, Danielle. What's her name again? Danielle what?
Don't know how.
Danielle 32 Sushi.
We're interested in someone who ate 32 pieces of sushi, or, like, I don't even want to be at the restaurant eating while she does this bit, much less watching
heartburn.
It from home.
I know.
Like, you're still eating. You know what? Like, I'm going to go. Have a good one. Let me know how it goes. I hope TikTok loves you. Bye. You know?
Do you think she was with, like, her family and they're like, oh, God, stop trying to be. Oh, there she goes. She is.
Yeah, it includes the rice. That's what makes it so difficult, I'd say.
Oh, and there she is. And she is cute. Oh, God,
it's
she
so
ate all
much,
that.
Though. Holy it's so crap. If you lined up 32 pieces of sushi, you would be able to see. There you go. You're seeing it. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, I couldn't eat all that. It is a lot. It doesn't seem like a lot because it's like we might take 32 bites of something. But actually, 32 is a lot, isn't it? Like, what do you think it takes you to eat a sandwich? Like, maybe 20 bites?
Shit, even that? Really?
I don't know. I mean, it seems like I'm trying to like picture eating my way around a sandwich. You know, I'm figuring it's 10 bites a side. Easy.
I don't know. I eat well.
But I'm taking. I don't like a one bite of sushi is big. Like if you get one of those roll stuffed with crab, sometimes like you're just going. This is a two biter. Like you can't. This is a giant because you're supposed to put the whole thing in your mouth. And then you're like this.
Yeah. Right.
You know, and you can't even swallow. You can't fit anything else in your mouth to wash it down with.
At our house, those are called daddy bites because dad eats in. Big bites.
Oh, so a sandwich is four bites.
Yeah, well, I'm trying to get done. I'm not here to hang out. I want to eat and leave, man. I got stuff to
enjoy
do.
Enjoy your food,
so
Vinny.
I can't.
Just enjoy the moment.
Don't
be in the moment.
Don't you know I don't like food?
Be in the moment. You do like food, though. That's a thing. You say you don't like food, but you do. You
well,
get excited for
I like
for
it more
things.
Now that I know I can't eat in certain stuff, you know, because of a kid. But believe me, I still just want to get through with it. Anyway, she's okay. But apparently 32 pieces of sushi at once will help you go viral, 11 million views. Congratulations, Danielle.
Yeah. Sorry about your heartburn.
Yeah, your hospital.
That's all it was. And she had to go to the hospital for heartburn. I wonder what that's going to cost her.
I hope she's insured. Does your job as a TikTok star insure you? Does that come with full coverage? I'm not sure.
Yeah, I don't know.
I do. It doesn't.
Oh. Covered California.
Oh, I hope that works.
Yeah.
On Sunday, a young woman near Ottawa.
Canada.
Yeah.
Canada.
Decided it would be a good idea to drive her car down a frozen river.
Oh, that sounds like a great idea. Rivers freeze so solidly.
And they say here, and we mean speed down it. Someone who lives next to the river got footage of her flying by in her yellow car. That's not even the craziest part of the story. And there's video everywhere of this. Her car eventually hit a thin spot in the ice and broke through. So it
surprise.
Was sinking in freezing water, and random people had to save her using a kayak.
Oh, my God.
One guy who helped said he could see her start gathering her stuff into a bag while her car sunk. Meanwhile, everyone on shore is yelling, "Just get out of your car! What are you doing?" She eventually did make her way to the roof of her car. While they were trying to get to her, though, she just stood on top of the car and started taking selfies. Oh, young people. Is this Gen Y? What Gen is this that we need to dislike right now? There
Gen
she
Alpha.
Is, taking selfies.
Oh, that she's on the front end is sinking in.
Yes. while she takes selfies to document her adventure. They say, luckily, they were able to push a kayak out to her in time.
Put her on like a little toboggany looking thing. Yeah.
They pulled her back in and everyone's okay. The guy who helped said she was smiling when she got to shore. She said, this was really fun and she'd totally do it again. Meanwhile, her car is sunken in the river.
Is that her dad's car? Look how big that river is. Like, she really thought that was going to be frozen all the way? It's a river.
You know, I know you grew up on a lake or whatever and it would freeze yearly. It's weird as I've seen some of these Instagrams with frozen water so clear that you can't tell it's frozen until someone skates by on it.
Right.
But the idea that you know what's safe and what's not, I guess you just need to learn that the hard way, huh?
Well, your dad tested out for you.
Mm.
We had these big rocks and he would take them and huck them.
Oh, and it needs to bounce and slide.
Well, you know, frankly, you just can tell because actually because the water that's frozen expands. So there would always be like, we had 80 feet on the shore of this pond and the ice expands out and starts to break up and be this big crusty rubble at the end. And you can tell by how thick that is.
Ah,
and then you'd see like,
you do through experience.
There were ways, right. But and then it's scary because you get out on ice and it cracks under you and it cracks in this giant like a crack that runs across this mile wide pond. Like,
even when it's fine,
even when it's fine, it's constantly cracking and moving.
Oh.
I know it's crazy, but
you played on that
all winter long, right up until like a car would fall through it and be like, oops, I guess it's time to.
See, sometimes you say stuff about my childhood and how crazy I am or maybe or was. That sounds a little crazy, too.
It's not.
You're like a little kid out on a long pond that's cracking underneath you the whole time.
You can hear it. It's a cool sound. It's like a.
Is it?
Yeah, it's really. All right. See if you can find the sound of a pond cracking under someone. That's actually neat.
Back to our story. She's facing charges for dangerous operation of a motor vehicle and could lose her license and should, frankly.
Yeah, she absolutely should. She's an idiot. And by the way, terrible choice of car. It's a big yellow thing.
Well, when you're young, you take what you can
get,
right?
I suppose.
I had a bright orange first car. Bright orange. Actually, I take that back. It was bright orange when it was purchased. It was oxidized orange when I got it.
Right, that kind of whitish haze over the top of it.
Well, you know what it was weird about it? If you leaned against it when you got up, you had some orange paint on your butt.
Oh, funny. Like the paint was letting go.
The gloss had come off it from the sun. And it just became this like chalky thing.
Yeah. I wonder what that kind of paint is made out of that it does that. Because I know what you're talking about. Like there's certain things you lean against. You're like, that paint is on me now.
Yep. Yeah. Weird.
I mean, it's just dust. You brush it off. But
this next story.
I'm ready.
It's weird. You know about bees, I think, because one of your friends has a bee farm or beehive or something, right?
Yeah. She's a couple hives, yes. I don't really know much about bees, but I do like them.
She's a bee lady?
She's an apian. I can't think of the word for it. She's a beekeeper.
Walt Disney World puts up a massive gingerbread house display for the holidays. Okay?
Oh.
That's their thing. In fact, they do more than one, and they just posted a video of what happens to all the gingerbread when the holidays are over. Instead of throwing it away, they take it all apart and take it to a farm where there are bees. And bees eat the gingerbread.
They do?
And I went, bees eat?
I thought bees just sucked the juice out of flowers.
That's what I...
Nectar, I think it's called. I thought
Whatever.
They just had like a tongue that stuck out and like went in and got the nectar. Meanwhile, they got the pollen all over themselves, and that's how they pollinate the other flowers.
Walt Disney World donates their gingerbread houses to a bee farm, and bees eat them.
That's
I never
amazing.
Heard of that.
That is cool.
You know, have is you it? Ever had what are they like yellow jackets or something? That
those we have, and they
if you
suck.
Have a. Yeah, if you have a picnic, they're all over your food. And they're sitting there eating your meat. They're
They'll
like
fight
fully,
you for it, too.
Yeah, they're
They'll
mad.
They'll chase you right away from your food. Yeah, we've got to put those things up at my house because they will ruin...
Those little bastards.
They ruin everything.
They do. They're such a pain. So that kind of bee, I mean, is that a bee? Is that a wasp? Like, does it count?
No.
Like, I can see them eating that. I just can't picture a bee eating anything. All right.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. Here's a few of the things you guys wrote. Lady driving on the frozen river, says 925. Hopefully rescuers will bill her for their time.
No kidding. Hey, it looks like Bryn might have audio of the...
Is that what you're looking for, Sarah?
No.
That's really breaking.
That's not... I'm talking about long cross pond cracks.
Oh. That person's about to go swimming.
I know, this looks... dangerous.
Yeah, that is definitely... I've been on that ice before.
Oh, God.
That's right. Just the top layer cracking.
Vin, 707 says, Vin, what's the name of the bedroom device you mentioned a while back? Asking for a friend. I don't know.
Hey, it must be the white noise machine.
Oh.
Could that be it?
Maybe.
Bedroom device?
I don't think so, but okay.
Oh, is it a... Is that little sucker toy?
I don't know.
Little sucker toy?
I don't know. You need to be more specific.
Go to Lilo. If you're looking for a sex toy, it's L-E-L-O.
Oh, that's the one. Yeah, that's the there's one that's
they've got
in
a lot.
Use.
They have a lot of good stuff there. Expensive, but worth it. I love mine.
Oh, 925 is saying, Vin, it's 32 rolls. Rolls. Specifically rolls.
Mm-hmm.
So that means there's rice instead of with each one of those bites.
Okay,
well.
But 32 bites of sushi rolls.
No, 32 rolls.
32 pieces of sushi rolls, yeah.
Not 32 entire rolls.
No.
32 pieces of rolls.
Of sushi rolls. As well.
If she ate 32 rolls,
I thought the difference is sashimi.
That would be 320 pieces.
Because I could eat 32 pieces of sashimi, no problem.
I'd throw up after 5.
No problem. I do it all the time. I'm not even going to lie. I do.
You eat 30 plus
sashimis. Maybe 30-ish.
Oh.
It's like, to me, like, sashimi's good once in a while, but like, after a while, like, you put the piece of fish, it's like you're eating a tongue.
Oh, God.
Like, super gross.
No, you eat it with the real wasabi, some good soy sauce.
I wouldn't know the difference between real and fake.
Oh, yeah, you would.
Well, you bring me some real
stuff. It's not powdery paste. It's like...
You bring me some real stuff.
Okay. I will. At someday.
Someday when we see each other again.
Thing's over.
281 says, you have so many Texans tuning in. Good morning from Austin, Texas.
Hey, Texas.
Oh, what's up, Texas?
Hey, Texas.
So happy.
They say
we
Texas
have an app.
Is a purple state now. That there's
pockets. Really?
Yeah, that's getting a lot of people moving there going. And here's what I think.
Good. Well, have fun with that, Texas.
Keep politics to yourself.
Get ready to be putting up... Texas is about to put up a wall, everybody.
Right down the middle of every city.
Oh, that's fantastic. Super duper. All right, I'm out of time.
Coming up is something after this.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
For a
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.